And I personally, since recording this episode, have worked to not press the snooze button. So we're all a work in progress, myself included. And so even helped me sort of, you know, take things to the next level. So I highly recommend this one.
Well, I laugh because that was one thing I was like, yes, I do this. I am a routine person. And because I found it does alleviate my stress.
Welcome to Salad with a Side of Fries. I'm your host, Jen Trepik, talking wellness and weight loss for real life. We're here to clear up the myths, misinformation, bad science, and marketing to teach you how to eat and how to cheat. Are you ready? I'm having salad with a side of fries. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Salad with a Side of Fries. I'm your host, Jen Trepik. This is another landmark episode. Not because of our topic, though, but because of who's joining us today. So, friends, meet your fellow listener and podcast member, Cindy.
Good morning. Welcome. Hi, I am so excited to be here today. I'm thrilled to have you.
Yeah. So, we're going to go through our top 10 episodes of 2021. So, you picked a few, I picked a few. Two things before we do that. First, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Cindy, will you share with everybody your story of discovering the podcast, the shifts that you implemented in your life, and then how you felt a couple weeks ago at your daughter's wedding?
I most certainly will. I'm an older gal, you know that. And I've come to a part in my life where, oh, my children don't need me. Everything in my house is neat and straightened. And I had a health scare not too long ago and found a cardiologist who practiced functional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought I was thin and I was healthy, but it turned out I wasn't. That just because you're thin doesn't always mean you're healthy. So some blood work came back and it really frightened both of us. And instead of just treating the cardiac issues, he was treating the whole person. And got me started on supplements that I had never taken because I figured I was healthy. I was young and healthy. I didn't need supplements. Got me back to, I was actually stopped menstruating and I was menstruating again. Just finding that healthy balance.
Mm-hmm.
The difference was I was so scared of not being healthy and these cardiac issues that I stopped moving and I stopped doing all of the things that made me happy and kept me flexible and moving. And I put on not some weight, but quite a bit of weight. And in that search to find health and happiness and figure out what was happening in my life and with me, I was listening to different podcasts and different people trying to find a new balance for myself. And I had heard you on a different podcast. I thought, oh, is she fun? I'm going to check her out. I loved your energy and the expertise you gave without being an expert and being too stuffy.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened, and we're going to talk about it, your February 3rd episode, It Takes Heart. And it really hit home because it was all about cardiac health. It's February. It's Heart Month. And you gave the best podcast, a life-changing podcast for me.
Oh my God. I love your story. I just appreciate it every time you share. I'm going to stop talking so you can keep going, but thank you. Thank you.
I did. I listened to this podcast, not once, but twice. The second time I went and got a notepad and I took notes and I jotted down notes. And I actually went back to the pharmacy and checked out the vitamins I was taking, and I was like, nope, Jen said these are not good. So I found a custom pharmacy to find quality supplements like you recommended. Got those. But more importantly, Jen, I signed up to be a member that day. I have not been disappointed at all. Every podcast has been something new and informative. And better yet, each podcast has brought something to my life where I've been able to implement a small change, not even a big change. Mm-hmm. I have, and last week my daughter got married and I was 55 pounds lighter because of the small changes I made with you. Nothing big. You know, you always say start where you are. And that's what I did. I listened to Jen. I listened to your podcast and I learned something every week. And for that, I am internally grateful.
I am so grateful for you. Yeah, no, I'm so grateful for you. I mean, you know, listen, I do this every week. I throw this stuff out there and I just cross my fingers sometimes that it's listening and it's helpful, or that someone's listening and it's helpful. And so I just appreciate every time you send an email. And I'm so, you did this, you know, like I didn't do anything. You did all of this. And that's the magic. That's the power. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah. So that actually brings us right to the second thing we have to do before we get to our top 10, which is our members and let everybody know what they're getting. So this week, your recipe is for lemony shrimp and bean stew. So it's legit 30 minutes, minimal prep. And I think it actually feels pretty elegant. So like whether you're changing it up during the week or you need something suitable for company, this could do either or both really well. And if you're not a shrimp person, you could change it up with a different like whitefish or scallops, whatever makes you happy. In addition to the recipe, I'm sending you an article called How to Order a Blood Sugar Friendly Meal at Chipotle, plus 4 go-to orders at Chipotle, because let's be real, and Menu Mayhem was a great episode this year, right? So here's more options for those days because we're certainly eating out. And it's December, the last month of the quarter, so it's time for your live one-on-one session. So 30 minutes, just you and me, whatever you want to talk about. I can't wait to hear your story. Or maybe, you know, you don't have an agenda. That's fine too. I just want to get to know you. And remember, you don't have to do it this month. I know we're running out of time. So there's time slots available in January. You just have to schedule it now. All right. So Cindy, I know you said that you've loved being a member. Why do you recommend it?
Well, first of all, your articles are amazing. They're always very helpful, but the recipes are phenomenal. Now, my poor husband does not know that we've been changing our diet. So when he went to get his tuxedo last week, he was like, I don't know what they did. It's too big. And I said, you're welcome, because right. We've been trying your recipes. He doesn't even realize he loves avocado tacos now.
Amazing.
I mean, if he knew he was eating avocados, he wouldn't be so thrilled. But right. he loves them. I mean, and now that's our new joke. Is this one of those Jen things? Yes, it's one of those Jen things. Eat it.
That's awesome. So guys, here's the deal. Go to glow.fm/saladwithasideoffries. For $10 a month, you get weekly recipes, a monthly article or tool, extra discounts from me and our partners, plus access to live Q&A sessions. So really a deal. When you take advantage of the full offering, you're getting way more than that $10 in value. Seriously, a no-brainer way to show yourself that your health is a priority. Plus, by being a member, you're supporting this podcast, this community, so we can continue bringing you new episodes and experts every single week. So glow.fm/saladwithasideoffries, or just click the link in the show notes. Once you're there, you hit support now, enter your email, payment method, tap subscribe, and you're all set. You're going to get this week's recipe. It's lemony shrimp and bean stew. The article is how to order a blood sugar friendly meal at Chipotle with 4 go-to orders and access to your quarterly live session, just you and me. Okay. I'm going to start us off. One of my favorites. By the way, these are in no particular order, right?
None at all.
One of my favorites was Fad versus Fact. So this was episode 77, which aired January 20th of 2021. And I chose this one because it quickly became one of the top 10 episodes of all time. And I mean, it's interesting. I typically stay away from naming names on diets and plans that are out there. But I did talk about a couple in this one, and we addressed like the stair climber workout that was going on TikTok. I don't know if anybody knows about that one. But it was really, I mean, it was a lot of the things that people ask me all the time. So that was a fun one for me.
That was, and I am guilty of being an Atkins fan.
Yeah.
It was a great way to lose 25 pounds very, very quickly. But I also found I like my fruits and vegetables, and I can't mm-hmm. eat that much bacon and meat.
Yeah.
You know, that was not a good balance for me, but it is a great fad diet.
Yeah. So I'll pull one of the quotes that we had talked about. So I said, it's so weird to be quoting myself, but I said on that one, like vegan, keto, all the diets tell me more about what you're not eating. But your outcomes and your health are a function of what you are eating. And that's really where we want to focus.
Exactly. And that was one of the things went back and listened to that. That was one that I was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed that I fell into that lump.
But you're not, why? We all did. We did. I mean, I remember a friend's brother was doing Atkins. I mean, we were maybe 10 or 11, so he must have been, you know, 7 or 8 doing Atkins. I mean, we all did these things. That was what we knew.
I think we are so bombarded with a diet instead of what is healthy. Ooh, this will be quick and easy. You know, in all honesty, it doesn't take you 2 weeks to gain that weight. You do it over a very long time. You can't just drop it and think you're going to be successful.
Yeah.
And that 25 pounds or that 10 pounds is always going to stay off. That 10 pounds is going to come off and you're going to add 11.
Right. Oh. Right. Totally. All right. Take us to your first one.
I already went there. You know, I love the February 3rd. It Takes Heart, because that's the one where I found you. And I realize you really do know what you're talking about. It's not just a show. It's a way of life. I actually took notes, and I took my notes to the cardiologist, and he wanted to know who else I was talking to. He was like, where did you get this information? Well, I found a really great podcast. And he kind of chuckled at me, and I said, whoever it is. He said, whoever this is so well-informed, keep listening.
Oh, that's so nice. Yes.
You know, I was taking CoQ10 because he told me to. Why?
I'm so impressed he told you to.
He did. He was like, keep listening. Somebody that well-informed. I was like, right? He was very happy.
Oh, I love that so much. So then, speaking of well-informed, that actually brings us to our next one, which is, so I called it functional fitness to see your inner warrior. And our guests that day were a husband and wife couple, Chad Levy and Amy Marshall. So for those of you following along or you want to go back, episode 92 from May 5th. And first of all, I just adore them and their dynamic, and I work out with them regularly. So, you know, this whole episode was special for me. But I think they really just reminded us that it's similar to all of the nutrition fads. I think there are so many fitness fads And they really brought it back to those are fine, provided we know our bodies first and we know how to create the form so that we can then build on it, exactly. You know, and progress to these other things. I have to pull this out because Chad says this all the time, but happy people have happy glutes. Nobody squeezes their butt and can be angry at the same time.
That's true.
Right?
I love it.
I mean, we used to joke in class that, like, you know, if everybody around the world just, you know, worked their glutes, there would be world peace. Right? And then I'll pull a quote from Amy too. She said, it's not just about how our bodies look and feel right now. It's about how we're going to age and progress through this. And again, it's like the functional fitness piece is so that we can move our bodies for a lifetime, not just this crazy workout that we want to try tomorrow.
Well, and you never want that workout to slow you down the next day either. So you right. do have to find that good balance of what is good for you.
Totally. Totally. All right, Cindy, give us your next one.
Oh, my next one. The 30-30-30. It aired April 16th.
Yeah, so this was a bonus episode. This was like a nutrition nugget.
It was. And again, I say this for each one. I'm like, oh, I know you asked me to limit it, but I could have probably gone through the whole year and told you something that I loved from every episode. But this episode hit home again because I was distance teaching. I was sitting a lot. I mean, we're right in the middle of COVID. I'm teaching from school. I'm sitting in a desk and I'm doing it virtually. Mm-hmm. I don't have any children in my classroom. And I realized, oh, well, that's where the weight was coming because I wasn't moving regularly. So what I did is I got myself a nice headset and I set up my classroom so I could walk around and get moving. But what I realized is I was doing it in small spurts and maybe not 30 minutes at a time, but I did start planning 90 minutes. I have to move. Plain and simple. I made that my goal, 90 minutes. Was it always 30 minutes? No. But like you always say, start where you are. So maybe it was while my kids were taking their 5-minute break. I would walk laps in my classroom. I even have little weights in my classroom. So I would use the weights while I walked. I would take a lap around the classroom. And even now, I have kids back in the classroom and I make sure that I'm walking around the classroom. I'm now walking around the playground and getting my minutes in. I wear a device so that mm-hmm. I know how many steps I'm getting. How many do I need? Because it's a personal goal for me to make sure that I keep moving. And like I think you did say even in that podcast, even if you start 10, 10, and 10, you're doing something, you're moving, and that's what counts. So maybe someday I'll get to running. I don't think so. But I'll keep my 30-30-30 going.
I think running is so overrated. But the 30-30-30, right? So the 30-30-30 is 30 reps of 3 different exercises that you can do in that one. I think I gave 3 or 4 different examples and I had tested them all shortly before recording. They all took me less than 2 minutes. I did them fully dressed in real clothes. Like it wasn't even, you know, like I actually had jeans on in the pandemic. I know. Amazing. Right.
People would come by my classroom and they're like, what is she doing? I'd be doing jumping jacks or toe touches. And they're like, we're just exercising. It's okay.
Right. I'm so curious now that you have kids back in the classroom, like what would happen if you did 30-30-30 with them a couple times in the day?
We actually do.
Of course
we actually do. Right. Because well, it's first grade and we do need a lot of movement. So we do some yoga poses and we do some stretching and breathing. We do some, we call it dancing to twos. So we dance we do several different dances to 100. I mean, so I do work it in. They never know. They never know. You know, we may jog to gym, or, you know, we do little crawls out to recess, things to keep them moving. And it seems to help them, you know, to better adjust. We can transition a little bit easier because we are doing those little movement breaks. They need it. I need it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love it. All right. So my next one aired November 10th. So relatively recently, November 10th, this was the morning routine checklist. And part of why I wanted to pull this out is because in gathering my own notes for this episode, nobody talks about or fully, it seems that nobody really fully understands the biology and the science of waking up and starting our day. So I found what was out there, right? And of course, you know, put it together for us. But it's so fascinating because so many of us fall prey to the snooze button. And I personally, since recording this episode, have worked to not press the snooze button. So we're all a work in progress, myself included. And so the morning routine checklist even helped me sort of, you know, take things to the next level. So I highly recommend this one. Cindy, you look like you're about to say something for this one.
Well, I laugh because that was one thing I was like, yes, I do this. I am a routine person. And because I found it does alleviate my stress. My bag is by the door. My lunch is ready to go. That way I never feel like I'm rushing out of the house. And I start my day in that nice, calm, I can do this state of mind. Even when I come home from school, I've made it an issue that, okay, we're not eating dinner right away. I actually take that half hour to relax and to readjust from the day so that home and work are separate. I was very impressed with that. That another one, you always find something.
Well, thanks. Yeah, a couple things on this one, because in this episode, when you go back to listen, because I feel like that's what's about to happen, right?
Yes.
So when you go back to listen, I give a lot of things that could be part of your morning routine, right? It's not about doing all of those things, and it doesn't even have to be the same every single day, but it's about choosing a couple things that are the perfect on-ramp for you for each day and will allow you to feel like you're starting your day powerfully as your best self and whatever that looks like for you. So there's a lot of options in here. Don't get overwhelmed, right? As Cindy has taught us, do one thing.
Pick one thing, do that well, and add a second.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, your next one, Cindy.
My next one, again, you're making me choose, and it's so hard to choose. It aired August 18th. It's going against the textbook. And I think this one hit home because I was about to turn 56, and I was feeling like I was 70. Oh, my goodness. The stress of life was starting to take its toll. We had an upcoming wedding. School was starting. And usually I spend my summers relaxing and recharging. But this time, I wasn't feeling that way. And I don't know what it was. Maybe because I was so exhausted, I decided I was going to treat myself and get a little bit of Jen in before school started. And I found my lawn chair, laid in the sun, and solar power recharged myself. And I listened to this podcast and I realized I was, using so much, I think Zig Ziglar calls it stinkin' thinking.
Yep. Stinkin' thinking. I grew up on Zig Ziglar too. So like, I love this. Yeah.
Right. And I was using such horrible words to myself, things that I would never say to a student. I wouldn't say to my friends. I would never look at somebody and say, oh man, look how fat you got. You know, I would never say that. Why was I saying it to myself? So that was one of the things I had to stop. I had to stop that negativity, that anger towards myself. Obviously, I wasn't happy, but I needed to make good changes. So this one really helped because I made an effort to not say negative things towards myself. I stopped saying, oh, I'm on a diet, or I'm only eating vegetarian this week. I stopped and I looked at everything I was doing as a whole to myself. And that was a week where I actually logged all my food, everything I ate, everything I drank. And I went back and I looked at it and I was like, oh, I found where, ooh, some of those calories were sneaking in. And I was brutally honest with myself. I didn't say I was only using a tablespoon of creamer. I was using three, maybe four, you know? So I went back through and I looked at that and I said, okay, how do I change that so I'm happy and that these changes are going to actually be a lifetime? It's going to be a lifestyle. So I think you had an episode, Clean Out Your Cabinets. Yeah. I did. I truly went through everything. And I'm one of those people who does not like to waste food, get rid of things. But I did. I just got out a big black garbage can and I was like, this is gone. This is gone. I read the labels and I went back. I think you had a nutritional nugget about Raisin Bran. Not all labels are the same. I read the labels. And if it wasn't something that was healthy, that if it wasn't good for me, if it had more than five ingredients, it was gone.
Good for you.
I truly cleaned everything out. I even threw away birthday cake. Yeah. I would never think about throwing away a cake. I did. I had my one piece. And then I threw the rest of it out. I was like, okay, that's all I needed for that celebration.
But you know what's interesting about that, though? The rest of the cake that we threw out still served a purpose because your one piece wouldn't have tasted the same if you tried to make or buy a piece of cake. It just isn't the same.
No,
so
it isn't.
Still served a purpose.
It still served a purpose. And that episode I went through and I said, okay, I know right now I'm not in the mindset to grocery shop for myself. I know that. I get into the store and you smell the bakery and the fresh bread and the cookies and all of those fun things that they hit you with right when you come in the store. I knew I didn't have not even the willpower. I knew I had the willpower, but I didn't have the, you don't need this yet. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to say, you don't need to put that in your cart. So I started using Instacart regularly. And somebody, because if you put vegetables and blueberries and raspberries and salad and all of those things on the list, that shopper is only bringing you those things. She's not looking up the aisle, oh, these cookies are yummy.
Right.
They just let it go. So I used the Instacart till I found, okay, you can do this without stopping at the bakery. Just keep going. And I did the first time I went into the store. I was like, just keep going. Just keep going. Yes, it's delicious, but keep going. And I did. And I only got the things that were on my list that made sense for us. So that was another yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well,
yay,
so
Jen.
It's interesting because so going against the textbook was an episode about the words we use. And I called it the textbook because I think it's also the words that the industry uses, the words our doctors use, the words everybody around us is using to talk about this stuff. And you guys may not realize this. I am so particular about the words I use and how we talk about removing fat and how we talk about our own behaviors and how we talk about the efforts that we're making. And so this episode was a little bit of like pulling back the curtain to say, here are the things that I think about when I talk about these things. And we all might want to think about it because our word choices are so powerful, you know, as Zig Ziglar taught us, right? And so how we talk to ourselves, how we talk to each other are so almost diametrically opposed. The things that we allow to say to ourselves, we would never say to somebody else. And this episode also going against the textbook was when my mom joined me. So that was super fun for me too. Yeah.
And I always love when your mom is on the show. She brings out the best in you, Jen.
Well, thank you. All right. So we got through 6 of our top 10. Quick break for a message from our partner for this episode, Snap Cleaning Products. Make household and industrial cleaning a snap with their eco-friendly, economical, multi-purpose Snap products. Snap's concentrated multi-purpose formulas perform light to industrial strength jobs all in one bottle. Snap products give you the cleaning power of a variety of cleaners, saving you time, money, and valuable storage space. And Snap products are developed with the environment in mind, using plant-based ingredients that are biodegradable, phosphate-free, non-toxic, and bottled in recyclable containers. So I've told you guys before about the dishwashing liquid that makes washing dishes so easy, but I've actually never mentioned to you the dishwashing crystals for your dishwasher. So here's the deal. One container of the Snap dishwashing crystals does 120 loads of dishes. So it's the equivalent of 7 containers of Cascade all-in-one packs. Even better, it's highly concentrated. It tackles dried foods, baked on solids. Like, you don't have to wash all the dishes before you put them in the dishwasher. You know what I mean? It eliminates water spots. It's safe for porcelain and china. You're not going to tarnish your pots and pans. Still, also, like all the Snap products, biodegradable, phosphate-free, safe for septic systems. There's no dyes or perfumes. There's no EDTA or NTA, those chemicals that we actually want to avoid. And it's a whopping $9. So $9 for 120 loads in your dishwasher. So you have it. The official name is Snap Crystal Clean Automatic Dishwashing Crystals. You get 10% off and free shipping for being a Salad with a Side of Fries listener. Text the word clean, C-L-E-A-N, to 844-947-4846. You'll receive the link and coupon code right to your phone. Again, simply text the word clean, C-L-E-A-N, to 844-947-4846. This is a toll-free number. Standard text and data rates may apply. All right, Cindy, I'm coming back to you for number 7 of our top 10.
Ooh, August 25th, balancing intuitive eating and emotional eating.
Yeah, so this one was with Claudia Wilson.
Again, I think not just me, but I think everybody gets into this. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. I have to have my breakfast. It's noon. I have to eat my lunch. We eat dinner at 6 o'clock. But is that really healthy for us? After that episode, I actually did watch our eating habits and how I felt. And I did find I always thought, oh, I have to have breakfast first thing in the morning. But what I was finding is that I didn't really need my breakfast first thing in the morning. So how did I change that to feel healthier and more energized during the day? I actually found that I really wasn't hungry till I got to school. So I was making something that I could take to school. I could eat my hard-boiled eggs in the classroom as I got ready for the day. I was eating my protein and then taking a healthy lunch. But what I also found, there were times at lunchtime I wasn't hungry because I had protein earlier on and I maybe didn't feel hungry enough that I had to eat, but I knew I had to eat something. Otherwise, yeah, I was eating the rest of the day and I would be hangry and I didn't want to be hangry. So what I found myself doing is packing this ridiculously large lunch. So I included all of the things. I had my proteins, my fiber, my fruits, my vegetables, always with my water, and would eat in that allotted 25 minutes what I felt I needed. And if I needed something later, when my students would go to a special, then I would have another little snack. But I found myself feeling so much better because I wasn't gobbling down a lunch that I thought I needed.
Yep.
I was eating finally what I wanted and what my body was saying, we really don't need that right now.
Yeah.
And that did include, I will say, a Hershey's Kiss.
Yeah.
And every day, excuse me, I would put one in my lunch. Some days I ate it, some days I didn't. And there would be times where I'd clean up that lunchbox and I'm like, oh, I have 9 of these. Good for you. Because I didn't actually need them. But I always wanted, if I just needed something sweet, I would have one Hershey's Kiss in my lunchbox for that.
Yeah.
Listening to your body. And I also found that, you know, I don't need a snack before I go to bed. I'm just fine after eating a well-balanced meal.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I think I said this in the episode, but I feel like intuitive eating has become like the latest fad diet. And so what we really focused on this episode was learning how to, especially because so many of us, as we started this episode talking about fad versus fact, we've listened to all these rules from the diet industry. And we teach ourselves out of paying attention to our body. And then this idea of intuitive eating seems very counterintuitive, right? Like we've taught ourselves to not pay attention to what our body's saying. So what we talked about was really how do we sort of start with the chemical side of things and reestablish the connection to our body so that we can evolve into paying attention to our body and noticing how much we need and what do we need and what does that feel like? And I adore Claudia. So that was episode 108 from August 25th, Balancing Intuitive Eating and Emotional Eating.
That's where you throw away the cake. You
right?
Don't eat the cake. You had your slice, move on.
Well, and it's interesting because that actually brings us to one of mine for the top 10, which was about craving. So this was episode 91 from April 28th. We called it cravings, right? That's my bad singing for everyone, right? You know, the song Changes. That's, I hope it resonated for everyone. But like what I loved about this one too, is we talked about even the genetic pieces and the chemical pieces of cravings, because I think so much we think we're not supposed to have them, or that something's wrong with us when we crave things. Or we've heard people say, well, your body's never going to crave spinach. It actually can. You know, we misinterpret the signals, but it can. So my friend Kate from Australia joined me on this one, which was super fun. She was in New York. Let me clarify. She's from Australia, but she was in New York. We still did it remotely because, you know, COVID. But we talked about, you know, 90% of people get cravings. Like there's nothing wrong with you. It's not weird. And the sources of those cravings and how do we manage that? How do we make it easy? I always say, take the easy way out. How do we make it easy to respond to those cravings and understand them and not beat ourselves up over them?
Exactly. And when you said you don't crave spinach, as I've readjusted my life.
That was a pet.
That was yes. Those are the cats that are staying at the house. We'll fix it later. I found that I was actually craving a big salad, or, ooh, I really want a salad, or I really would like some fish today. And who says that? Who says right. that? You know, I think we get into that point where we listen or we think, oh, I want chocolate or I want this. And it's really not what your body wants. It's telling you something else. And I have found that when my body says, ooh, you need some cookies or you need some cake, it's most likely telling me you were way stressed. You need a warm shower and to go to bed early. And that's yeah. really, I think, what we have to listen to.
And it's learning to decipher those signals to yes. understand what, because it can be really confusing.
Yes, it can be.
Yeah. All right. It is. All right. Give us your next one. Speaking of confusing.
Speaking of confusing, hack the holidays. That was an episode with your mom that aired October 27th.
Yeah.
And again, I loved this one too. I say that to all of them. I love this one too. But this one had really, it had valuable information. You know, sometimes we just like, oh, it's the holidays, and it becomes a free-for-all. And then come January 1st, and you get on your scale, and you're like, what just happened? It doesn't have to be that way. And yeah. I think I shared with you, we had a wedding, and I knew there was going to be rehearsal dinners and meals and family and friends, and there was going to be a whole lot of eating. So how do you tackle that? And I love that, have a plan. You don't have to eat all the things. Find those things that you really, really love and make sure you get a bite of that. And don't change your eating just because you have an excuse. Well, it's Halloween. I have to eat all this candy. You know what? You can take it to the nursing home. You can put it in the teacher's lounge. You can put it in somebody else's office or candy dish. You don't have to eat all the things. You buy something you don't like. And make sure you give all the kids a handful. Or yeah. I think you and I even talked about, I'm a baker. I love to bake. And to me, delivering cookies and candies and stuff to my neighbors and to my relatives, that's how I show love. Mm-hmm. I don't have to have an extra two dozen here because nobody's going to drop by. Yeah. I don't need them. So we're just going to bake what we need and keep a couple around for holidays and to enjoy with my coffee in the morning and then be done with it. So you can have that plan and adjust your thinking to, oh, it's just another day in the week.
Yeah. And, you know, what I liked about us doing this in October, first of all, my intention was for us to get ahead of the holiday craziness so that we could think about it maybe a little more clearly with a little bit of distance instead of trying to think about it once we're already in, you know, the chaos of that time of year. And it allowed us to talk about Halloween, which I haven't done or I hadn't done yet, you know, so that was fun. And yeah, I mean, hacking is such a like buzzword, right? But there really are things to me. The idea of hacking is, again, how can we make it super easy? The little tools where it doesn't require massive amounts of willpower.
Yes.
And so that was the intention with this one. So October 27th, episode 117, Hack the Holidays.
I think your mom even said she likes to scope out desserts first to see if there's something she really needed or really wanted to have, and then she would save that later. That she kept that in the mm-hmm. back of her mind that, okay, I'm going to have this, but first I'm going to have this healthy bite first.
Yeah. And my thing with Thanksgiving, I always let the kids eat dessert and then I ask them what was really good because they'll tell yes. you.
Yeah. They'll tell you don't eat that.
Right.
Don't eat that.
So that brings us. So this is number 10, guys. Oh. Number 10 is, and I think it sort of builds on the Hack the Holidays, although it came out before. But Back to Basics, episode 104 from July 28th. So I love this one for a few for a few reasons. One was my client Laura joined us for this one, and she also was a podcast listener, became a member, and then we started the whole, you know, kit and caboodle, if you will. But the other reason is this one got a lot of attention on the social media. So people seem to like this one and share this one. And it really was about how, you know, even in our episodes, like when we talk about the morning routine or cravings or whatever, we can get really in the weeds on specific things. And I think there's value in that, right? But we also don't want to lose sight of the bigger picture. And as I keep saying, keeping it, making it easy, keeping it simple. And this was a reminder, like quality in, quality out, get up and move more. You know, a portion of an avocado is half the avocado, not the like 16th of a slice that we allow ourselves sometimes. You know, we can sort of, we can get bogged down. And so this one was really, and maybe as we start the year, you know, end 2021, start 2022, a great one to go back and check in and say, I don't need massive resolutions. What I actually need is just back to the basics.
Exactly. And that also is what I think really helped me. August was life-changing for me to go back and look at those episodes and say, oh, I'm making this much harder than it has to be. Keep it simple. You don't need to measure out everything. If you're listening to your body and following Jen's keys to life, you know what you need. Maybe you do need that whole half of the avocado today, but you don't have to measure it out. You don't have to put all of the ounces in, just the basics to take care of you.
Absolutely. All right, so that was 10. But of course, there's a couple bonus because I couldn't leave it at just 10 because I had another one and Cindy had a couple nutrition nuggets that she loved. So here's a couple bonus. So Cindy, give us your bonus nutrition nuggets.
The one that I was like, are you kidding, Jen? I have loved you up until this point. When you were talking bad April 9th about air fryers, boy, those were fighting words, Jen. And mostly because I do use my air fryer. It is like a family joke. Did you make it in the air fryer? I did. I make a lot of things in the air fryer. But what I find is I've never used oil in my air fryer. If you use your air fryer at a lower temperature, you don't need the oil. And I've never used the oil. So I've never added all of those oils and nutrients that I don't need. But if you cook it low, you can make an awesome sweet potato in an air fryer. You can make
But that brings up, so the whole thing with the air fryer is high temps, dry heat, just that little bit of oil creates what we call advanced glycation end products, which is sort of, you know, like when you caramelize food or there's those little burnt pieces that are my favorite part of every food. So I'm not alone. Those aren't so great for us. So really it's about the air fryer, like everything, fitting into the bigger picture of the things that we do, right? If we eat fries once in a while when we go out, but now because we have an air fryer, we're eating them 4 days a week, right? So I'm not totally anti-air fryer in my own defense.
I was like, what? No. I hate to break up a relationship that's working so well over an air fryer, but I will.
Totally. All right. And then give us your other nutrition nugget fave.
My last one was October 29th, the pumpkin seeds, high in fiber, great, honestly, with everything. And I eat them by the handful.
Yeah.
Like where maybe I was eating cashews or something else. I really love them. They're just a little bit of sea salt. They're excellent in everything. They were excellent in pumpkin pie and pumpkin bread.
Yeah.
Just on top. So it's a nice replacement for maybe some of the nuts that you use to bake or to put in your salad. Those kind of, love them. That was my, I was like, oh, great. That's a new one too.
And awesome.
Definitely love it. Love those. Love them, love them.
Excellent. So my bonus was the 100th. So 2021 brought us the 100th episode of Salad with a Side of Fries. So this aired June 30th. And I asked to hear from all of you. And my original intention with this episode was to play sort of the voicemail that you guys left and then a clip from that episode. But the voicemails were so good that I was like, forget the clips. I just put together all the messages from you guys. It warms my heart beyond belief. I record this stuff in my apartment, right? Sitting at a microphone by my window and I'm, you know, it's me and my laptop and usually a friend or some expert, right, who I'm interviewing. But to know that it's resonating and to hear from you guys, whether it's a quote or a favorite episode or whatever it was, like, it made my year to do this 100th episode. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And Sydney, you guys, first of all, this was our top 10 plus a couple bonus. Cindy, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me and for being part of my life in your podcast. And I know we have joked on our one-on-ones, sign up for your one-on-one. So worth it.
Well, thank you.
That I always got such a great vibe from you. And you're just so authentic and so Midwest. I knew you were from the Midwest.
I know you can take the girl out of the Midwest, but you can't take the Midwest out of the girl, right?
Exactly. You can live in New York, but your heart's still here.
Totally. All right. It's time for this week's nutrition nugget. You ready?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
This week, we're talking about peppermint. I know. And you've gotten really into peppermint tea.
Peppermint tea, peppermint. Okay, I did replace my chocolate Hershey's Kisses with the peppermint Hershey Kisses for the season. I did buy an extra bag to hide in the fridge for when I actually need it.
I love it. So here's interesting thing. So peppermint's an herb, right, from the mint family that we know. It's native to Europe and Asia. It's used as a flavoring mostly with like breath mints, candies, candy canes this time of year, of course, right? And a lot of people really like peppermint as a naturally caffeine-free tea. So this sort of came up in conversation, but then also felt really fitting for the time of year. So maybe you're enjoying a candy cane at this very moment and you feel like I can see you, right? So I knew we had to talk about it. Now, I want to be very clear. The research on peppermint uses peppermint extracts. So no promises on your candy cane or your breath mints, and frankly, no promises on your tea even. But I still want to go through it. I think it's really interesting. And we can sort of use the research to understand and say, hey, am I getting this benefit from the tea? Do I notice this? Having said that, unless you're allergic, there's no harm, you know, in enjoying it. But let's go through some of the research. So maybe you've heard about mint tea for digestion, right? Or mint in general. So there were animal studies that indicate peppermint may relax the digestive system and ease pain. It also prevents smooth muscles from contracting. So that could relieve some of the spasms of the gut. There was a review of 9 studies in 926 people with irritable bowel syndrome, so IBS, who were treated with peppermint oil for at least 2 weeks and concluded that peppermint provided significantly better symptom relief than a placebo. In another study with 72 people suffering from IBS, peppermint oil capsules reduced IBS symptoms by 40% after 4 weeks, compared to only 24.3% with a placebo. Interesting.
It is good for you.
Right? And we even see it with kids. So there's a review of 14 clinical trials on nearly 2,000 children where peppermint reduced the frequency, length, and severity of abdominal pain. There are studies that looked at nausea and vomiting connected to chemo treatment where peppermint oil capsules were helpful, potentially for the same muscle relaxant reasons. You'll hear people talk about peppermint for relief of muscle cramps or even menstrual cramps. You know, again, to be clear, these were mostly using peppermint oil, but it's possible to have similar effects from the tea. So I think it's also potentially connected to this muscle relaxation stuff that we see peppermint discussed for tension headaches and migraines. So there's some evidence that the menthol in peppermint oil increases blood flow, creating that cooling sensation, which possibly eases pain. So in one randomized clinical study in 35 people with migraines, peppermint oil applied to the forehead and temples significantly reduced pain after 2 hours compared to a placebo. In another study with 41 people, peppermint oil applied to the forehead was found to be as effective for headaches as 1,000 milligrams of acetaminophen. So again, now we have a topical application of peppermint oil. So will peppermint tea have the same impact? I don't really know, again, if this is about menthol. I don't know how much menthol we're, you know, that cooling sensation we're getting from the tea, but it's possible, you know. Interesting too, peppermint has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-inflammatory properties, which is likely why we see it used for breath and nasal congestion. Not breath congestion, but for breath and nasal congestion. That came out funny. So I think it's not a coincidence, right? The peppermint's such a common flavor in toothpaste and mouthwashes and chewing gum. The antibacterial properties can help kill germs that cause dental plaque, which also improves our breath. Other studies show that peppermint reduces several types of bacteria commonly found in the mouth. So also on the antibacterial front, one study using peppermint oil found that it could kill and prevent the growth of common foodborne bacteria like E. coli, Listeria, and Salmonella in pineapple and mango juice.
Wow.
Right? I know. So peppermint oil also killed several types of bacteria that often led to illness in humans, like Staphylococcus and pneumonia-linked bacteria. I mean, I think it's so interesting. So because of the antibacterial, antiviral, anti-inflammatory properties, peppermint may fight clogged sinuses due to infection, the common cold, and allergies. So some of the research looks specifically at menthol, like an active compound in the peppermint that improves the perception of airflow in the nasal cavity. Like think about when you're sick or even like remember VapoRub, like that menthol.
Oh, yes.
So given that it's possible, you know, for that menthol aroma, right, it's possible that the steam from peppermint tea may help you feel as though you can breathe a little easier.
Because you do breathe it in when you're making, you know, when you have that warm cup, you do smell, you take a deep breath of it and it's so refreshing. And,
yeah. So another note on the allergies, I mentioned it a second ago, but so peppermint contains rosmaric acid, a plant compound found in rosemary, which is part of the mint family. So rosmaric acid is linked to reduced symptoms of allergic reactions like runny nose, itchy eyes, and asthma. So in a randomized 21-day study in 29 people with seasonal allergies, those given an oral supplement containing rosmarinic acid have fewer symptoms of itchy nose, itchy eyes, and other symptoms than those who were given the placebo. So, you know, this isn't a huge study, but I just think it's interesting, you know, for seasonal allergies. Wrong time of year for seasonal allergies, more or less, but unless it's like dust mite that you're allergic to.
You can always have the Starlight mitts in your pocket like your grandmother.
That's true. So again, these studies are on more of the oils than tea. But I think there is evidence to say that maybe it is helpful, that maybe these things do extend to, you know, peppermint tea and things. So the next piece that was interesting to me was, it's so funny because so there's evidence on two sides of this coin. And I'm not sure what the factors are that make both of these things true. So some people will say that peppermint is energizing, and other people say it's great for sleep and relaxation. And so I'm trying to reconcile, like, how can both things be true? So on the energy side, it's caffeine-free, but there is evidence that natural compounds in peppermint have beneficial effects on energy. So one study, it was 24 healthy young people experienced less fatigue during a cognitive test when given peppermint oil capsules. Another study of peppermint oil aromatherapy was found to reduce the incidence of daytime sleepiness. So maybe the energy thing is really more about mental alertness than what we typically think of as energy. Then on the sleep side, right? So sleep and relaxation, it could tie back to the muscle relaxant piece that we talked about before. So maybe it just helps you relax before bed. There isn't that much scientific evidence, but there was one study that showed peppermint oil lengthened the sleeping time of mice that were given a sedative. So, I mean, I don't know, right? I think this is one where you got to try it for yourself and say, how do I feel? Does it help me relax? Do I feel more clarity, mental clarity and alertness? And again, peppermint oil versus the tea, you got to see how you feel. So maybe you're thinking, you know, you want to add this stuff back in, right? Or maybe try to add a little extra mint in there. Oh, before we get to that, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about some of the research around peppermint oil and weight management, because people say it, right? So peppermint is sometimes touted for weight loss benefits. So the studies here are mixed. In a small study in 13 people, taking peppermint oil capsules resulted in reduced appetite compared to not taking peppermint. There was another study in animals that showed mice given peppermint extracts gained more weight than the control group. So who knows, right? What I think of when we think about weight management and peppermint, I think it has a lot of flavor. It's naturally calorie-free. So I think there's a piece of this to saying when we have something that has so much flavor, we can feel more satisfied and potentially then eat less. I also think that the mint flavor impacts us in two ways. One, I think it neutralizes the taste buds to some degree. Like, I crave sugar if I have too much garlic. So if there's something mint that cuts that flavor in my mouth, right, or kills that bacteria or whatever it is, then it could help with maybe cravings or other things that cause us to eat. I also think that because mint is the flavor of toothpaste, we have sort of like a Pavlovian response to a mint flavor where, like, oh, we're done eating now when we have that mint flavor. So that's my two cents. More research really needs to be done to connect peppermint and weight loss. So again, research on peppermint tea, essentially non-existent. All of the studies were really peppermint oils, some, you know, in pills, some like the migraine things, it was topical. But if you want to give more mint a shot, let's talk about it. So you could certainly, like we said, buy peppermint tea. You could actually make your own. It's super simple. Just buy fresh mint, boil some water, turn the heat off once the water's boiling, tear up some mint leaves, throw it in there, cover it, let it steep. Again, remember, naturally caffeine-free, so you could have it any time of day. If you think about it for its digestive properties and neutralizing taste buds, as I call it, maybe having it after a meal or a snack would be a great time to add it in. Or maybe before bed if you notice that it helps with the relaxation piece. You know, I think because it has so much flavor, you could actually even just add it to water or club soda so that you have an alternative drink to sodas and juices. Because P.S., if you do slices of citrus fruit in a jug of water and add a little mint, it just helps make it sort of a little more depth of flavor and interesting. And full disclosure, I'm actually not a mint fan. Like, I don't like mint-flavored things, but I can do peppermint tea and I can do, like, water that has the citrus and the mint in it. But, like, mint chip ice cream, not my thing. Mint brownies, not my jam, but to each his own. So quick warning, of course, if you're allergic, steer clear. If you're suffering from GERD or already know that heartburn is an issue for you, some people find that peppermint tea can trigger or worsen those symptoms. So you do you. Try it out for yourself. Remember, you know your body best. So just because we talk about something here doesn't mean it's the best thing for everyone. But there you have it, peppermint.
Not just for Christmas.
Not just for Christmas. There you go. You know, no promises on your candy cane, but, you know.
The mint tea, I do enjoy a cup of mint tea at the end of my day to relax and just say, that's it. You can put your feet up.
I love it. It is your relaxation.
It is my relaxation.
Well, Cindy, thank you again for being here and sharing your story and for all of your emails that you send me with your updates. It just makes my day every time.
Thank you so much for having me and for everything you do. You're touching so many people's lives, and even if it's in a little way, even if they try something new or they try one thing, start where you are and you'll see those big changes. Jen will guide you. Sign up, be a member. It is life-changing and worth the $10. I think you have said that many times. I would definitely give up a Starbucks for you.
Well, thank you so much.
So you are the value of one Starbucks coffee, but you get a
month, you know what? And so life goals, right?
And so much more. I think you're much more valuable than that cup of coffee.
I appreciate that so much. So everybody, I'm your host, Jen Trepik. Connect with me on Instagram or all social media. It's at Jen Trepik, JenTrepek. Please send me a message. I want to hear your takeaways, your ideas, your questions. This is also the easiest way to learn more about working with me. You can also visit the website, asaladwithasideoffries.com. As Cindy just said, if you want to join the membership, go to glow.fm/saladwithasideoffries or click the link in the show notes. This shows your support for the podcast, this community, and your own health, most importantly. This week, you're getting the recipe for lemony shrimp and bean stew. The article, How to Order a Blood Sugar-Friendly Meal at Chipotle with 4 Go-To Orders. And access to your quarterly live Q&A session, which you can absolutely do in January. Don't feel like you have to do it right now. So truly, everybody, wishing you and yours a most wonderful holiday season. And we'll see you here next week for one more episode of 2021. Well, friends, that's it for today's episode of Salad with a Side of Fries. Congratulations for making yourself and your health a priority. Thanks so much for joining us. Be sure to click subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast platform. Share us with a friend, and we'll be back next week. Always remember, you deserve it, and you are worth it. Happy healthy.